picture is just immaculate.
Yeah. So what did you think?
Man.
I'm psyched. Well, you added it into your playlist, like, immediately, so.
Yes.
I'm just like, ooh, okay.
Alright.
Okay, y'all, in context. So, although you will see by the title of this episode, we are reviewing My Future by Billie Eilish. And we know this is a few weeks late, but better late than never. Plus, this was Daisy's first time experiencing the full-length song. So, when I first started playing the song, what was your vibe? Or what were you feeling, thinking, emotions?
I don't know. I'm not good at putting my words down on paper. But, I thought it was really good. Just, like, I liked how it was just very, I don't want to say sad, but it wasn't, like, a super, like, upbeat song at first. And it was just kind of like, I just want to, like, sit down and, like, evaluate my life while listening to the song and, like, care for myself. Because, you know, it's just, like, she said something like, I'm in love, but not with anybody. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Okay. So my first impression of the song, because I listened to the song the day it came out. And my first impression when I first started playing the song, I was like, oh, okay, vocally, this is really nice. But I'm just like, this might be a little slow for me. Like, if this is going to be the whole song, like, this is going to be slow. And I'm probably not going to like it. I'm like, oh, crap, it's a Billie song that I don't like. But I love Billie. So I was like, okay, I'm going to listen all the way through because you never know.
True.
And I'm so fucking glad I did, because... Because it gets to that break part, and I'm just like, oh, shit, Billie. But also, when I first started and I first heard it...
Is that going to get picked up?
I have no idea. I live right by Bangor, so the trumpet is playing to let us know that the sun is going down. Because we don't have eyes. We don't understand the sundown. Anyway... So, when I first heard the song, I was like, wow, this is extremely different than her album. Mm-hmm. The
For sure.
When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And the album before that.
For sure.
I forget what that one's called.
I don't know what it's called either.
I thought it was
Don't
like,
Smile at Me.
Don't Smile at Me. Okay. Cool. So, different. So, I'm like thinking, and then I watched... On Apple Music, they have, like, the little interviews she did with Zayn, the Zayn guy, you know who I'm talking about, the Australian New Zealand guy. I think he's from New Zealand. Mm. But she did an interview with him, and that was, like, one of the first songs her and Phineas recorded in quarantine. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, we did the whole thing in, like, 3 days. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And she goes, that's how a lot of music's been going. I'm like, damn, Billie. Okay, so when the album's coming out, because I need the album. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for your time and listening. So, yes. Different than what we've heard from her before.
Yes.
I think vocally she's improving a lot. She's just using more technique.
I think it might be she's just using more technique. Like, I feel like she's very talented and maybe she was just, like, kind of holding back on what she had. But now she's like, boom, here I am. Billie Eilish.
Oh, man. That reminds me of, like, when Justin Bieber was a huge thing.
I was just going to say that.
And people kept saying Justice Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Something like that. No. Let me just...
Dwight says Justice Bieber. Who's Justice Bieber? Daisy took some notes because this was her first time listening to it. This is, like, my third time listening to the song because I didn't want to, like, OD on it immediately, you know?
I'm about to OD.
Let
me just go over my entire thought process for this song.
Yes.
So, like I said, being a song, very, like, just kind of like, it's a vibe. It's just
it's
very...
It's a vibe. I like the message of it,
and I like the tempo of it. Like, upbeat songs are really good, but at the same time, sometimes I just want songs.
I like that one is half and half, though.
See, I was very impressed by the pickup there. I was very impressed.
Your face, you were like, oh, and I was like, there it is.
At the same time.
And now the neighbor children are yelling out the window of their game. But I think the window's just open and then they just yell at the TV.
Fair. But although I did like that switch up a lot, I am the type of person that really enjoys songs that are just, like, very slow, like, just a vibe, like, I could cry to this song. Like, if I'm having a bad day, and I want to get in the car, and I want to cry to a song, that'd be the kind of, song I'd cry to.
Wait, but it's positive, though.
I know, but it's just, like, I don't even know what it is.
You would cry of understanding.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Like, if I was just having a time where I was, like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm so lost. And I listen to this. I'm like, yeah, Billy. I can't wait to see that piece. Like, I feel like it's kind of hard to do that when it, like, picks up and it gets all, like, la. Like,
No. Okay.
Like, I like it. I like it a lot. However, I'm like.
Oh, see, I'm just, like, I'm sitting there, like, oh, it's a vibe. And then change. I go, ooh, it's a new vibe, but it's, like. The same.
But sometimes I'm just not ready for that new vibe. Like, sometimes I just need to stay in the vibe space where I'm at. And, like, I can't handle
then this that isn't, quick vibe. If you know the vibe you need, and it's not this song.
I'll just listen to the first part, and then when we get to that pickup, I'll just be like, done.
And then when you need the second part.
Exactly. Maybe I just need some time to pause and be like,
I
am ready.
Play. Yeah. Oh, man. But I'm excited because, she's using a lot of different techniques. Vocally, this song is really done really well. Mm-hmm. And, like, her and Phineas are, like, stepping up the game. Because Phineas, on his album Blood Harmony, just released a deluxe version, like, a few days ago. And he did Let's Fall in Love Tonight, like, a 1964 version. Mm-hmm. When I was listening to it, I was like, this is more like Frank Sinatra style. Still good, but I would not place it in the 60s, but that's all good. But I think they're both, especially because they're siblings, like, they're growing mm-hmm. together musically. And I'm excited for what is to come from both of them, especially, like, with Billie's career. I honestly was afraid she was gonna peak. I was like, ooh,
this is it.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, like, this is your actual, like, world tour, but I hope you don't peak, man.
Yeah, no,
that would suck.
Maybe she'll just keep getting better and better and better and better.
Well, and that's how Taylor Swift was too, because I was like, when Taylor Swift did her Fearless tour and Red tour, I was like, oh man, how's it gonna get better than that? Or Speak Now is a Speak Now one. And then she did Red. And then she came out in 1989. And then she came out with Reputation. And I was like, wait a minute. She's just escalating her game. Because she evolved musically. Like, went from country to pop.
True.
And I feel like Billie is just, I mean, she'll probably most likely not go to country. I hope not. But I think what she's going to do is, like, I think her and Phineas are really experimental. Mm. And that's what this song felt like, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get artists that try to experiment, and then it's just, like,
it's crap.
What is this garbage?
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, but, like, you know, we were talking about this earlier, just, like, the progression of different artists' albums and, like, how different they can all sound. And, like, it works out sometimes, but then there are other times when artists try to switch up their whole sound, their whole vibe, and you're just, like, what is this crap?
Yeah, it's kind of like Fall Out Boy. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Fall Out Boy, but when they took their hiatus and then came back, the album Save Rock and Roll mm-hmm. was not really what I thought it would be. Because I think, because they were gone for like 5 years, mm-hmm. so they were like trying to catch up with what they had missed musically over the 5 years. Whereas, like, Arctic Monkeys, when they were coming out with stuff, you know, every couple of years, you know, it was different style, but it fit with what was happening in music. And then the next album came out, and then they were, like, pushing the game forward a little bit. Mm-hmm. But still kind of in the vibe of how music was at the time.
I feel like Panic has evolved. Like, Panic at the Disco, like,
well, and Panic dropped to just Brendan.
Yeah.
For Death of a Bachelor.
Yeah.
And Pray for the Wicked.
I love Death of a Bachelor.
Oh, it's so good. I do not like Pray for the Wicked.
I haven't listened to it just because I don't want to. But I have Death of a Bachelor, whatever.
Death of a Bachelor.
Okay. I have it on I think I have it on vinyl. Yeah, I do. I love that album. I really do.
It's so good. Every song is a banger.
True. Honestly, I don't think there's a single song on that album that I don't like. Like,
Impossible. They played Year. LA. They played LA Devotee at Silver City the other day. I heard it was amazing.
Yes, but like, Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time. Impossible Year. Like, I don't even know what. There's something about Impossible Year where I'm like, I love it so much. Just like, it just, oh, it's so amazing.
Yes. Oh yeah. But I hope Billy does that too, because I feel like music now has kind of been like stuff that's popular has been like Ariana Grande, and then like, you know, and then female rappers kind of came into the mix too with male rappers, mm-hmm. which there's nothing wrong with that.
Megan the Stallion.
But queen. You know, that's the popular
mm-hmm.
sound, and I like that Billie is still doing pop, but she's doing it her way.
Exactly. Like, I want Billie to keep evolving, but I don't want her to like conform to what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because her sound, it just like, I don't want to be like, her sound is so unique, it's so underground, but like, it truly is her own sound.
And but like, it's not underground. That's exactly. 'Cause she is very much above the ground.
Yeah. But, like, she has her own style, her own sound, her own vibe, and I just don't want her to be like, I'm out of ideas, time to start doing what everyone else is doing. Because mm-hmm. that's when I'm gonna have to, that's when I'm gonna have to leave.
Because, mm-hmm.
like, I'm here for, like, the fact that you're just yourself, you're doing what you want.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like she's doing what the Arctic Monkeys did, which they fit with the genre, mm-hmm. but made it different. And that, I feel like that's what she's doing. And I, not that I'm saying she's purposely following in the Arctic Monkeys footsteps, but like they, I feel like they did a similar thing and mm-hmm. she's doing a similar thing. And, but that, I mean, that's kind of what you do with music is you're like, okay, this is what's popular, but how can I take that and make it mine? And, you know, that's what her and Phineas do. And mm-hmm. it's amazing. I highly enjoy it. Highly recommend. If you have not listened to My Future yet, highly recommend. Also, music video, really cool. It looks like a Studio Ghibli film. It's amazing.
I love her You Should See Me in a Crown music video. I love it.
I feel like I watched that one, but I could be thinking of a different one, and it was just her like jumping around, and I was like,
No, it's like an animated music video for You Should See Me in a Crown. It's so good. It's on Apple Music. Like, I think it honestly, it started off as an Apple Music exclusive video.
Oh, I probably saw the one on YouTube that, they released instead.
It went on to YouTube eventually. Like, it started on Apple Music, and they're like, this is only Apple Music. But, like, you should see Me in a Crown will always get me so hype. Like, always.
I like how that song is a hype song, but it's a mellow hype song.
I feel like I would describe it as mellow just because of,
really? I think it's mellow. When I listen to it, I'm just like, this, you know? I'm not like,
that's what I do when I listen to it, because, like, how can you, like, do that when it's like, you should see me in a crumble?
No, I feel like you should whip at that. You should see me in a crown. Oh, my gosh. That'd be so funny. But, yeah, that... Do you have any other thoughts on your paper there?
No, I said pretty much everything. I just think the vibes of that song is immaculate.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. I highly recommend. And, yeah, I recommend the song, I recommend the music video, I recommend Billie Eilish in general.
Mm-hmm.
She seems like a cool person. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
15 out of 10 would recommend.
Yes. Oh, yes. I can't wait till we go see her.
Me either.
Can't wait till the world is able to do things once again.
Booyah.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening to our little review. I think we just kind of want to change it up a little bit, not have like an hour long discussion, but kind of have like a little music review. And that's kind of what I intended with the podcast originally anyway, a couple years ago. So, kind of nice to go back to that and just talk about music and vibe. It's a good time. Sure. Well, everyone stay groovy. I just wanted to kind of mention, I do have a Patreon now. And I would love to actually do bonus podcasts. And I have different tiers on the Patreon if you check it out. I would love to do a bonus podcast. what the topics would be. I have no idea yet. I just, if anybody's interested in bonus content, that would be amazing to even have that. And then I also have All Whack Podcast stickers that are on my Redbubble. If you go on redbubble.com, you can look up Zoinksis Jackie, and I have stickers, and I have masks. I think there's an All Whack Podcast mask.
Yes.
And I have a few different colors. I have things that say whack to the max, so that's pretty funny. I just had fun making them. So if you wanted to check that out and help support the podcast, even just listening to the podcast, if you can't spare any extra money, just listening to the podcast really helps. So thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Stay groovy.
Good job.
This is the end of the podcast.